You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 128 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week, this episode is just one for the books. I'm so excited to bring you all this episode this week. It's with Audra McDonald. Audra McDonald is on the podcast this week. It's just unbelievable. We are actually talking to not only just Audra McDonald, we are also talking to the entire cast of Ohio State Murders. So very exciting to be able to talk to them about the new show that's coming out. We were also able to talk to director Kenny Leone, who is also directing Top Dog Underdog in this season, and he's a producer in Some Like It Hot. So he'll have three Broadway shows going at once. Two plays, one musical. Just insane. So to be able to talk to him and Bryce Pinkham, I mean, we are talking to legends on the podcast today, and this lineup is just incredible. And I just can't wait for you all to listen and to bring you all that entertainment, because these are cool. These are fun. It's a quick episode, but it'll be great. And it was in person, so that was extra fun. So the audio may be a little bit different than it usually is when you listen to these. It was our first time doing something special like this, where we were able to interview like a whole cast in person that wasn't like at the red carpet. It was really like designated to talking to podcasts and media in general and all the things. So to be here and to be invited to this, I'm just incredibly grateful. So thanks, Audra. Thanks, Ohio State Murders. Thank you, Polk & Co. and everyone who made this happen. So very exciting stuff and a great episode. Just to let everybody know, Ohio State Murders is actually about to play their first performance tomorrow, November 11th. So very exciting stuff. When you're listening to this on November 10th, which is Thursday, which is the day it comes out, it will be tomorrow, November 11th, that they make their first preview and first performance on Broadway. And that is the Broadway debut for two performers in the cast, as well as the playwright, Adrienne Kennedy, who is making her Broadway debut in this show, which is so incredible, so long overdue, and just so thrilled and excited for this show to come to Broadway and to be able to go see it. Just so excited. So that being said, there are also, I guess we're just going right into the news segment here. I didn't even transition it, but it just happened. Speaking of these first performances and first previews, Kimberly Akimbo, if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, Kimberly Akimbo is officially opening tonight. It's been in previews already. I went to the dress rehearsal. Love it. You all know I love the show. I've been talking about it for literally months since I saw it at the Atlantic Theater Company. So Kimberly Akimbo opens tonight on Broadway. Very exciting stuff there. And actually, according to a source, there is possibly two understudies opening the show tonight. So unfortunate for those who can't make it to the opening night due to, you know, the current protocols that are in place for Broadway in regards to COVID-19 and illnesses such as like the flu and all of that going around, craziness, but huge for the understudies that are able to partake in this special night for the show, and just great recognition for understudies across the board, and just to really solidify and continue to exemplify how important they are and what their role is, and to be included in the process of previews and of rehearsals and all these things. Like, these wonderful understudies and performers really haven't even gotten the chance to really rehearse the show. So craziness there, and just so excited for them to be able to open the show. There's definitely one that's going to be opening the show, but there's a possibility of two. So we will keep an eye out on that, and just congrats to everyone involved in those shows, both Ohio State Murders and Kimberly Akimbo. And I will also add Almost Famous, because they opened last week when the episode dropped, and I didn't mention them to give them the proper, I guess, opening night wishes. So congrats to everyone over there. And I've heard great things about all three of these shows, so I'm very excited for all of them. I've seen Kimberly Akimbo, but I look forward to seeing Almost Famous and Ohio State Murders. With that being said, I'm actually going to see a show this week. So next week, I'll have a little review up, which I'm very excited for. This show that I'm going to is actually tomorrow on Friday, November 11th. It's going to be the A Christmas Carol with Jefferson Mays. And I'm so thrilled that they continue to bring the show back to Broadway. Every year, it seems like they bring it back and they do it in such a unique way. Every way is different. And I've heard that this production of it is absolutely breathtaking. And you all know that this show means the world to me. I've told the story before. It was my first ever show that I did, A Christmas Carol, both professional and in general. So A Christmas Carol holds a very special place in my heart. So to be able to see it on Broadway is very cool. And I was invited to come see it. So that was even a bigger thrill. So with that being said, there's going to be a lot of content surrounding that coming up. And I can't wait. I literally cannot wait to go see A Christmas Carol. It's a show that means a lot to me. And it just is going to put me in the holiday mood. I'm so excited. Thanksgiving and then Christmas and all the things are right around the corner. It's just crazy. This year is flown, but it's been so great. For the last piece of news, there hasn't been actually that much going on Broadway this week. I feel like the biggest piece of real big news was the casting of Six. They announced that original Broadway cast members Andrea Macassette, Brittany Mack, and Samantha Pauly, along with all the other queens who are currently playing in Six, they're doing a full sweep of the show. So they're getting an entire new cast to come in and take over the Six Queens. So congratulations. I mean, for Andrea, Samantha, and Brittany to come and be in this show for as long as they have been through the pandemic, before the pandemic, being shut down, like their journey has just been crazy with this show. And, you know, they've literally risen to stardom because of this show. So congrats to those three for staying in it as long as they did and having such a successful run, as well as, you know, the other incredible artists and performers that are in the show as well, such as Bree Jackson and Carrie Renee Fuller, Brennan Lark. A huge shout out to Mallory Madke, who's the one who was like in the press for quite some time because of her like last minute Tony performance that she had to step in for Abby Mueller, and just all of them. It's just incredible, incredible stuff. The show's amazing, and I just can't wait to see it with the new cast. I think it's going to be awesome. And the new cast actually includes some familiar names. We know Taylor Imon Jones. She's going to be playing Catherine Parr. Naja Thomas is going to be playing Anna of Cleves. Zoe Jensen as Catherine Howard. Bella Coppola as Jane Seymour, Leandra Ellis Gaston as Anne Boleyn. So it's a full new cast and new understudies, all the things. And they're going to be stepping in over at Six at the Lena Horne Theater. So very exciting stuff. And so that happens. The current Six Queens will depart on December 4th. And the new queens will step in on December 5th. So literally the day after. It's a quick turnaround. They have about a month to go see the current cast with Britt, who's part of our Take a Bow family. So thrilled for her and everything. Her successful run with the show, it's just been incredible. I'm a huge fan of Six. So we love Six, and you have a month to see the show with some of the original queens of the show. And then you should definitely go back and see it again with a brand new cast and a brand new take on the show. So I'm very excited. It seems like they're really going to like rejuice in the show a little bit with this new cast. So I'm excited to see it again or three or four more times before they leave, and then when the new ones come in, just super exciting. So yeah, that was pretty much it for Broadway news this week, and just like the big things to keep an eye out on. Nothing else really out of The Ordinary. Only Gold had its opening night over at MCC off Broadway, which is very exciting. We have a few Take a Bow family members in Only Gold, so definitely go check that out if you're interested. And yeah, I'm just excited. I haven't seen much shows recently in the past couple weeks, so definitely excited to get back to the theater and talk to you all about it. So with that being said, I've talked long enough here on the intro. I know you all want to hear from Audra and all the incredible people that I was able to talk to over at Ohio State Murders. So without further ado, I think we just need to turn it over to the queen herself, Audra McDonald. Audra McDonald and the cast of Ohio State Murders, curtain up. Congratulations, first of all, and you're a millionth Broadway show in Ohio State Murders. It's incredible. The playwright, Audra Ann Kennedy, is making her Broadway debut. How excited are you to honor her story and her message in her Broadway debut?
It's more than being excited. I'm honored. I feel a responsibility, and it feels inevitable and necessary.
I'm so excited to see the show. I love everything it's about. It's so timely in this day and age. So yes. I think it's a perfect time to go see the show. Going further on top of that, you will be the first show in the newly named James Earl Jones Theater.
Yes.
What is that honor like?
Again, I didn't think that I would live to see the day where you'd have a Broadway theater. Of course we did have the August Wilson Theater, but to be named for a Broadway performer and a Black man whose legacy, you cannot overstate his legacy. So the fact that the theater was actually renamed in his honor was already amazing. And then when we found out that that was the theater that Ohio State Murders was going into, I just was like, oh, universe, all the gods above, whatever, ancestors, this is amazing. This is necessary. Again, it feels like fate. It feels like it was meant to be. And again, the responsibility of that just also reminds me of the shoulders of those that have come before me that I'm standing on, that I have to honor them. I have to do my best work. I have to represent them in the best possible way. And this is a moment in history.
Yeah, it truly is. And you get to be a part of that, which is so cool. Yeah. Talk to me about this role in particular that you'll be portraying, Susan Alexander. I mean, your resume is just so elaborate. Does this character relate to any of the other roles that you played? If so, how? And if not, how? I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, it relates in that she's a Black woman. She's a Black woman in her 50s. I am both of those things. So in that sense, and in the way that she deals with a metaphorical phrase, death by a thousand cuts from systemic racism, I certainly know something about that. I mean, there's not a Black woman or a Black person in this country that doesn't, whether they want to admit it or not. And so playing this role at this time in 2022, when in some ways I feel that we are further away from sort of the society we thought we'd be in than we were in 1992 when she wrote the play about an experience that happened in 1949, is deeply, profoundly prophetic, sadly prophetic. And I think this play is a bit of a cautionary tale as well. Yeah. There's a line in the play where we say, you learn about the vast system of causation, and systemic racism is, especially in this country, upon which this country was built, is the base, the pillar of that vast system of causation that leads to what happens to her in this play and what happens to many, and the results of having a country based on systemic racism, how that destroys, traumatizes, and sometimes kills.
Right. Oh my God. If that doesn't get you excited to see this show, I don't know what will. I'm very
excited. It's a murder mystery too.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah.
It's all the things. It has it all. And I'm so excited to see you all perform this play for sure. Absolutely. Congratulations. Break a leg and have a great run.
All right. Thank
Amazing.
You
thank you. Take a bow, Audra McDonald. Oh my God. She can take a million bows. Literally. God bless her. She was just a sweetheart. Seriously. And I was the last person that she talked to. Everyone kind of rotated in like different directions. I was the first person that Bryce, our next guest, talked to, and like the last one that Audra talked to. So it was just it was interesting setup. And she was so sweet just to, take 3 minutes out of her day to come talk to me about her new show and about her career. I really thought it was just fascinating to hear what she had to say in regards to her career. I wanted to keep the questions along with her new show, Ohio State Murders, but I also really wanted to ask her about her career. So I feel like that question where it's just like, how does this role relate to the other roles that you play in her career? And the way that she was able to answer that question and to talk about her career as well as the show, I think was just so beautiful and so brilliant that it's so well put. And it was a wonderful conversation, a short conversation at that, but it was just a dream come true to talk to her. I literally, like, everyone's asking me like, oh, how was it? How was talking to her? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I honestly don't even remember. Like, it was an out of body experience. Okay. So I'm sorry to anyone that has asked and they've been like expecting a really cool answer. But honestly, like, she came up to me and I was like, hi. So nice to meet you. Like, I was just like so excited and on cloud nine. And I feel like I still haven't come down from it, but that's okay. I digress. And the rest of it's great. And just to talk to her about the show, I'm really excited to see the show. She got me really excited as well as the rest of the cast. So, thanks, Audra, again for stopping by and talking to me and talking about Will and him being on the podcast, which is her husband, obviously, is just, it was awesome. So a huge shout out to Audra McDonald. She can take a million bows. She can do literally whatever she wants because she is the queen. She's literally the GOAT of Broadway. Just an absolute legend. Did you talk about legends on the show? Legendary. Anyways, moving on, we have some more incredible guests here. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Because we're going to turn it over now to Bryce Pinkham. So Bryce Pinkham, curtain up.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
First of all, congratulations, of course, here with Bryce Pinkham, and he is going to be in the new upcoming play, Ohio State Murders. Very exciting. So can you tell us a little bit about who you play in the show?
I play Professor Hampshire, who is a lecturer in 1950 at Ohio State, and he gives several lectures throughout the play from Victorian novels, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, King Arthur, and these lectures have a profound impact on the main character played by Audra, Suzanne.
Yes. Very exciting. And we are just a few days away from the first preview. How excited are you to get this in front of audiences?
I can't wait. You know, I've been off Broadway for a long time.
Yeah.
And I just feel honored and privileged to be one of the lucky ones who has a job again. And not just any job, but a job where we're bringing Adrienne Kennedy's voice to Broadway for the first time. And collaborating with Kenny Leon and Audra McDonald, you know, I'm a pretty lucky dude.
Yeah, what does it mean to collaborate with them? I mean, is it like a dream come true? Like, what is it like in the room?
Yeah, you know, I've been saying that as a general rule, I try not to turn down the opportunity to be in close proximity of greatness.
Right.
And, you know, just watching the two of them work on this play and how their minds connect and collaborate is an inspiration and an education in and of itself.
Absolutely. What about, like, you have obviously a musical theater background with the shows that you've done in the past and the show that you're nominated for a Tony for and all the things. As an actor, what is it like to do a play and how is the approach different and just ramping up for that?
It's so funny because, you know, I went to school to do plays and I found myself doing musicals and, you know, my career just kind of followed that path. But I'm thrilled to be working on a play. You know, it's a similar approach. but there's no notes to learn.
Right.
And, you know, you can really take a lot more time getting into the text and the story and the intentions. And it can be a little different every night because, you know, you have a scene partner and a story, and sure. but nobody's waiting to conduct a song off of what you do, you know.
Right.
So there's a tiny bit more freedom.
Sure.
And, you know, there's more time for nerding out.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is that process like with the playwright who's actually making her Broadway debut? I mean, how exciting is that to bring her work to Broadway for the first time?
It's super meaningful. You know, she's a playwright whose contemporaries were Edward Albee and Tennessee Williams and Arthur Miller. And, you know, she deserves to be in that list and has just been long overlooked. And so to be a part of the group that's bringing her voice to Broadway for the first time is really meaningful.
That's incredible. I'm so excited. One last question before we go, just to get everybody excited. What about this show gets you most excited to get in front of an audience? And what kind of message are you really hoping that the audience takes from it?
Well, I'm excited for audiences to experience the suspense in the show. You know, this is a drama. There's murder in the title. You can probably guess that a murder takes place. You know, this sort of haunting mystery unfolds throughout the evening. But I think below that, or deeper than that, is a story of a Black woman experiencing the violence of racism in the 1950s. And I want audiences to come away thinking about that and questioning their own connection to racism in many forms. And, you know, in order to make this world a better place, we got to look at ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's a great answer. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Take About Bryce Pinkham. Oh my God. So much fun talking to him and talking to him about his career in the industry, because I feel like everyone kind of views him now as a musical performer. I don't know. Honestly, maybe it's just me, but to talk to him about how plays and regular theater was really his background and what he went to school for, him, and to understand his approach a little bit more is fascinating. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate him taking his time. Like, that may have been the longest chat of the day. And it was such a great conversation to talk about all the things about the show and about acting in general. There's a lot to learn, lots of things to get excited about. So that was Bryce Pinkham. Awesome, awesome to talk to him. He was the Tony nominee for Gentleman's Guide for Love and Murder, if you don't remember the name. And he's been in a million other things. So very exciting stuff. And to see him in this play, I'm so excited. And to see him and Audra, I mean, it's just going to be amazing. So anyways, moving on, we're going to talk to our next guest, Lizanne Mitchell. This actually a little preference here. She was so sweet. She thought that at the very beginning, she came over and she was like, "Frank?" And I was like, "Oh, like, you know, you look behind your shoulder or whatever, because you're like, oh, are they looking at me? Are they talking to me? Like, I'm not sure." And she was like, "Oh my God, I thought you were Frank DiLello from New York One." And I was like, oh my God, that was the sweetest thing ever, because that's a dream. That's a goal for myself and for Take a Bow. So that was just so sweet. It made my day. And so down the line in the interview, she's like, "Oh, thank you so much, Frank." And that's like a little history, because she came over and she was like, "I was going to say, you look great. You look so young right now." And I was like, "Well, I'm not Frank, I'm Eli, and I'm only like 19, so yes, I guess it makes sense." But no, it was just a sweetheart. Sorry, it made me laugh, so I don't know. It was fun to share, and anyways, I gotta stop. It was fun, so here is Lizanne Mitchell.
My name is Lizanne Mitchell, and I play three characters in the show: Miss Dawson, who is a dorm matron; Aunt Lou, who is Suzanne, the main character's aunt; and Miss Tyler, who is owns the boarding house that she eventually stays at.
Yes, oh my gosh. Three roles in the same show. What is that like?
Well, because this show is a feeling, an experience of a deep memory, and we come out as really strong memories in this murder mystery. So you see glimpses of us. There are like a few sentences, strong sentences at a time, that reveal another level of what this mystery is about.
Mm.
Can you talk about how much of an honor it is, the playwright, Audrian, she's making her Broadway debut with Ohio State Murders. Can you talk about what it's like to honor her work for her first show on Broadway?
It is, I give it to the power of my ancestors and the magic of theater, because I come from a space many years ago where I was only able to play an enslaved person or a servant. And here I am with this visionary work that has the capability of opening people's hearts to feeling and experience in the James Earl Jones Theater. I am blown away.
Yes. And you are the first show now in the newly named James Earl Jones Theater.
Yes.
What is that like for you?
In a way, it's like a homecoming.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time that I will enter a space that I know will always honor what my story, the story of my ancestors, is about.
And what about the first time that you ever read the script of this Ohio State Murders show? What was your reaction, and how excited were you to just get inside of the room and really tackle the story and the message that's involved?
Well, I really feel like after the murder of Mr. George Floyd, after the height of the pandemic, the whole globe just sat down. And I think that we're in a glorious place right now to listen. I think that everybody wants to know what is the new message that theater has to give. And this particular message offers an opportunity to listen and develop empathy for one another.
Absolutely. What's one thing about this show that you're most excited for audience members to come in and see? What's something that they can expect in seeing this show?
Because this show is an invitation to feel and experience, I think that audiences can rest the intellect and open up and allow themselves to feel what's going on. And then we know how we're connected, all of us, as human beings.
Oof, you got me excited. You're giving me chills.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the show. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
It's been a joy, Frank.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me your name.
I'm Eli.
Eli.
It's so
Thank
nice
you,
to
Eli.
Meet you.
It's
Thank
wonderful
you.
Talking to you.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you and your time.
Thank you.
Take a Bow, Lizanne Mitchell. Oh my God, so much fun. Such a treat. Such a sweetheart. She's incredible. I can't wait to go see her in the show as well. Up next, I'm actually very, very excited to be presenting you these two incredible performers who are making their Broadway debut. It is always so fun to talk to people making their Broadway debut before they make their Broadway debut, like days before they make their Broadway debut, because they are literally so excited. They are on cloud nine to be making their Broadway debut with Bryce and Audra. And then, of course, to be directed by Kenny Leon in your Broadway debut. It's incredible. It's everything that you could wish for. And these two are absolute joys, quite literally. We have Abigail Stevenson and Mr. Fitzgerald, who's coming up next to talk about the show and to talk about a lot more than the show itself, to talk a little bit about what it's like to make their Broadway debut and kind of what life has been like leading up to the rehearsal process and to the first performances and stuff like that, and then to be in James Earl Jones Theater and all the incredible things. So this is a great interview, and here are Mr. Fitzgerald and Abigail Stevenson.
Hi, I'm Abigail Stevenson, and I play Iris Ann.
Mr. Fitzgerald, I play David Alexander, and I play Val in the show.
Incredible. And both of you are making your Broadway debuts in the show. So what does that mean to you, and how excited are you to get this in front of audiences and make your Broadway debut?
It means the world to me. You know, I was saying to a couple other people that, you know, when you're young and you get the privilege to see Broadway, I turned to my mom and said, I want to be on that stage.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you're like, okay, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So to be here in this moment, I am so grateful and so excited, especially to do it on this show with Audrian Kennedy at the James Earl Jones Theater. It's an incredible opportunity, and every day I wake up and just thank the universe and thank everything around me because I'm so grateful.
I love it. How about you?
Similar experience. You know, I think this is a special feeling that I have right now. It's been challenging trying to just, you know, stay present in everything and not just be like, oh, wow, this is really Broadway, you know? you know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, I think once I've settled and remaining present, I'm super grateful to be a part of this production, specifically telling Audrianne Kennedy's story. This is her Broadway debut as well. And we're the first show in the James Earl Jones. So it's just so much history that's taking place right now. So it's a little deeper than any other show. You know what I'm saying? It means so much more to us, to our families. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm super grateful, super appreciative of the opportunity.
I love it.
So much of what I do is to help to create more opportunities for people who look like me and sound like me. So this is deeper for us.
I love it. I'm so excited for both of you, seriously. And can you talk more about the honor of, you know, being the first show in the James Earl Jones Theater?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how I feel. And I'm so excited we get to go to the theater in a couple days. Yeah, so I think I'll touch base after I see the theater and get to really feel that.
Just incredible. And you mentioned the playwright, Audrianne Kennedy, is also making her Broadway debut. So what is going on in the rehearsal room? You know, like, we have all these incredibly experienced people like Bryce and Audra and Kenny, and then we have newbies like you guys and Adrian. So talk about the dynamic in the room and, you know, how you've all kind of been able to collaborate on this process together.
Yeah, I think the dynamic is like a really good sense of grace. I know I think everybody has the space to collaborate, to tell their own story, to give their opinion, you know, to give their side. And then even though Audrianne is not in the rehearsal space with us, she is still there with us. You know what I'm saying? She's sending questions. She speaks to Audra on a daily basis. You know, if we have any questions, we can take them to her as well. So it is a full collaborative experience so far. And it's been going really well. You know, I think it's a good sense of ease, which you might not find with a lot of other productions. There's no chaos. You know, it's really just ease and peaceful to really respect the text and respect the work, and to tell this story, you know, the way we are supposed to. You know, I think we're allowing everybody to give their all within their role, within their position on the show.
Yeah, I know Mr. said the word respect, and I feel like that is the best description for the room. We have so much respect for Audrianne Kennedy, the work that she's written, and how we can best portray this story and honor her. And I think that is something I wake up every morning and really try to do. And every time I talk about it with other people, I just think about this play and how much I would have loved just to see something like this when I was younger.
Right.
And I just want to continue to honor her and every single Black woman coming up underneath her as a playwright, as an actor, as in anything in this field.
Yeah. You talk about, you know, seeing this show when you were younger and everything. I think it's very important in what's going on in today in the world. Can you touch on just the timeliness of this show and this story?
Absolutely. I think so much of the pandemic, as I've told other people, is about we've been able to remember everyone's humanity. And I think that this show is so timely for that reason. I want people to leave the show with the idea of Suzanne's humanity and how much she has gone through and the events that she experienced. And particularly this show deals with the theme of racism and how destructive racism can really, really be. And on Black women. And so for me, it's extremely timely. And I'm very, very, very excited to help portray this story.
Do you want to add on to that?
I agree. I agree. Yeah,
that,
no,
right?
she summed it up perfectly. I think it's relevant today. And I think even 10 years from now, it'll still be relevant.
Yeah.
So this is a story that needs to be told and will be told. Because these things are real, you know, even though we're telling it through a different lens, you know, this is a lot of people's story. So I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this story and feel, you know, really a deep connection to Suzanne and the work that Audrianne has presented with us. And
okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I also want to add, too, like, a lot of the story happens in the past, but a lot of the events are still happening in the present. Yeah. And I think that is something I want so many people to take away from this story. These things are, these events, these, the way people are treating each other is still happening.
Right.
So it's important for all of us to take this piece in as a present day story and not just a recalling of something from the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very excited to see the show and to experience the story in today's world that we live in. Just one last question before I let you all go. Can you tell me what you guys are most excited for audiences to come see? What can you tell the folks to get them excited to come see the show, and what can they expect in, you know, a week's time when you give it to your first audience?
I think they can expect something they've never seen before. I truly mean that. I truly mean that. They can really see, they're really going to see something that they've never witnessed before. This is a totally unorthodox, unusual, mysterious play. And the opportunity for us to tell it, I think, is really special. So I think they're going to take away something a little different. Even me reading the script the first time, I didn't even feel the same way that I usually feel reading any other script. So I know audiences are going to see the production itself, the spectacle of the stage, James Earl Jones, you know, it's really going to connect with a lot of people. I think they're going to leave with a really positive feeling.
Yeah.
I can't top that.
Yeah. I mean, you got me excited for that. You know, I'm ready to go see the show. So I'm very excited. Congratulations to both of you on making your Broadway debut. So exciting. Yes. Best of luck. Break a leg. All the things. Yes, of course. Thanks for stopping by.
Take a Bow, Mr. Fitzgerald and Abigail Stevenson. I have a feeling that that's not going to be the last time I say that. I've seen both of these incredible artists perform on stage before. So I'm thrilled for them to be sharing their talents on the Broadway stage with a Broadway audience and with Audra and Bryce and all these incredible people. Just so, so exciting. So congratulations to them on making their Broadway debut. And thank you for talking to me and getting me excited to go see them in their respective show and cheer them on down the line in their career. It's very exciting. So up next, we have our last interview. And this interview is one that needs absolutely no introduction. This interview is so, so special. It is with none other than James Earl Jones. Oh my God, James Earl Jones. Here he is, curtain up.
I am James Earl Jones, and
And I am the theater.
I'm Kenny Leon, and I'm the director of Ohio State Murders.
Very exciting. Can you tell me about, it's the playwright Audrian's first show here on Broadway. Can you talk to me about what it's meant to you to really direct her first show here on Broadway and honor her story that she's telling?
I think it's important after the 2.5 years that we've had with COVID and, you know, even the political climate in our world. I think it's important to come to Broadway with a very meaningful play about our need to love on each other more. Sure, Ohio State Murders is ultimately a mystery that explores deception of a world, of a country, of people. But to have the opportunity to direct Adrian's Kennedy play right now, a 91-year-old writer who's given us so much, whose play should have been on Broadway long, 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 long time ago. It's just like, it doesn't get better than this for me as a director. And to do it in the James Earl Jones, the newly named James Earl Jones Theater, is indeed a pleasure. To work with this cast, especially Audra McDonald, you know, I just got to kill it. Yeah. And I feel like the cast has given me every opportunity to kill it. I think it'll be meaningful to all people because it explores that idea of why don't you see me? Mm. Why don't you see me? And all of us need to be seen. Black, white, trans, gay, brown, yellow, old, young. You know, just like those lessons you learned in kindergarten. Just be kind and see me and respect me. And she's written a great murder mystery that explores all of that.
Well, you mentioned just working with Audra McDonald, and of course you have Bryce, and you have Mr. and all these wonderful people, Abigail making their Broadway debut. Like, you have such experience, and you have such experience in the room. So can you talk to me about what it's like inside of the room with the collaboration process of new and veterans and all things like that?
Well, being in the room is great. I mean, if I may even just talk about what I think is my greatest gift as a director, is I build ensemble. I let actors express their artistry. I draw the parameters and I encourage them to find their truth within the parameters I set.
Right.
And so I've never been more proud of a group of actors, just in terms of what it takes to deliver this play, because it's a true ensemble piece. And we're only as good as our weakest link. And I'm proud to say there's not a weak link in this group of five actors. So it's I'm excited. I'm nervous because it's tech week. And, yeah. You know, you're trying to put all those elements all together. But ultimately, I think it's going to be probably going to be a really great experience for the audience. So I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so thrilled, and I'm thrilled for you. So congratulations, and congrats on everything going on with you this season with Some Like It Hot and Top Dog Underdog. It's just wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Take a bow, Kenny Leon. Thank you so much, Kenny. Kenny, I absolutely love his work. I love your work, Kenny, if you're listening to this, seriously. With everything he does, it's just so, like, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. His vision is just incredible, and he's definitely a director that I've actually wanted to have on for quite some time. So the fact that I was able to get a few minutes with him to talk to him about what it's like to direct and direct these people in such a different way, who's in all different stages of their careers and all the things, was just really, really cool and interesting to talk about. So that was Kenny Leon. That was, in fact, Kenny Leon. For those of you who didn't catch it, it was not James Earl Jones, though that would have been really, really cool. No, it was just Kenny Leon, who is just as incredibly talented and gifted. So it was awesome to talk to him. And yeah, that wraps up this week's episode. It was a shorter one, and I hope that you all enjoyed it and it got you all excited about Ohio State Murders, because I'm excited for it, especially after talking to them. And I can't wait to go see the show. And I can't believe I have all of these incredible people now part of the Take a Bow family. And I hope that you all were entertained, learned a little bit of something, and got excited to go see this show. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. And I cannot wait to see you all next week and bring you all a brand new episode, brand new content. And it is going to be a regular episode. It will not be in this like kind of press format. Some of y'all like it, some of y'all not so much, but completely understand. The one-on-one is definitely more intimate and more elaborate on their career and everything like this. But when I have the opportunity to interview multiple people and to do short amount of time with them, like, I have to do it all in one, because, you know, a 5-minute podcast isn't enough. You know, I want to do it all, and I can't pass up on the opportunity. I mean, it's just so incredible to be talking to these incredible people and to have you guys hear and learn a little bit more about them and their story and their practices as an actor and their what it's like to start up a brand new show. It's just great insight, and literally with Broadway legends. So it's so important for everyone to just soak in every word that they're saying. And hopefully you all got inspired and learned a little bit. I will say, if you all think that you like kind of the visuals a little bit more than just the audio episodes, and you just want to see Audra herself and all of these incredible performers that we were able to talk to in this week's episode, this video and this podcast episode will be up on YouTube this weekend. We are going to get it up on YouTube this weekend. You can find us at Take About Podcast. podcast. Go to YouTube, search us up, and the video will be there. So if you want to watch this live, this was recorded in person, so it was very exciting. So you can watch it, and it'll be up this weekend. Follow our social media at Take About Podcast, as always, to get live updates of when that stuff is posted. But with that being said, I love you all, and I appreciate you all for listening and supporting the show always every week. And I cannot wait to see you next week. So bye, everyone. Have a great week. For this episode's Curtain Call, I would like to recognize a few people who also deserve to take a bow. This podcast would not be possible without the help from Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kimberly Garris, and the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Next in line to take a bow are our fabulous editors, Jessica Gorin, who edits the audio of the podcast that you just listened to, and Tessie Tokash, who edits the videos and visuals for this podcast. And how about a bow for our executive producer, Chris Greiner? And our final bow are extra special to the patrons, Brian Thompson, Pat McNamara, the listeners of PCC, as well as all of the other patrons for their continued support. If you're interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/TAB. If you enjoyed this week's episode, make sure to subscribe on the platform that you are currently listening to this on, or go check out our YouTube where you can watch the episode. You can also subscribe, like, and comment on there as well. If you're more into the regular social media and want to follow us, you can do that at Take About Podcast across all social media platforms. The music of this podcast was made by Nikki Torsha and Cormac Collinon, and the logo was created by Giselle Bustos. And that wraps up this episode's Curtain Call. Thank you all again for listening to this week's episode, and I can't wait to see you next week. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.